For example, PLFD starting here to this date is 02/16/2023. Dictation is 4. Bailing Selberg. Selberg spells, correction, Olberg. Olberg spells O-E-L-B-E-R-G. Bailing spells B-A-L-E-I-G-H. Date of birth is 08/12/1996. This is a 26-year-old female here for medication refill period. This patient has a history of ADHD, arthritis, contraceptive management, and depression. And she's currently on dextromorphine, Celebrex, Zoloft, and norethindone for blood control. Is here for refill of these medication. This is the first time we have seen this patient here. She is from Beaumont and states that the provider who used to see her no longer accepts her insurance, period. Next paragraph. Past medical history, ADHD, arthritis, contraceptive management, depression, past surgical history, tonsillectomy. Next paragraph. Medication, allergies, penicillin. Next paragraph. Current medication, dextromorphine, Zoloft, norethindone, Celebrex, and Zoloft. Next paragraph, review of systems. All systems were reviewed over negative period. Next paragraph. Physical exam, she's alert, oriented, obese young lady. In no acute distress, vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 98% at room air. Blood pressure is 122 of 86. Pulse 85. Respiration 18. Temperature 97.3. Period. Next paragraph. HENT normal. Next paragraph. Neck full range of motion. No rigidity. No meningeal signs. Period. Next paragraph. Respiratory good, inspiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion. Period. Next paragraph. Abdomen distended secondary to obesity. No guarding, no visible peristalsis. Period. Next paragraph. Skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules, or papules, no vesicles, or bullae. Period. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion for upper and lower extremities, no discomfort, range of motion. She bears weight well with no antalgic gait. Period. Next paragraph. Neuro alert oriented, times 3, cranial nerves 210 is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and affect are normal. Period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is ADHD, number 2 arthritis, number 3 contraceptives, number 4 depression, number 5 obesity. Period. Today in the clinic we did a urine drug screen. Drug screen was positive for amphetamines and methamphetamines. These two medications could be as a derivative of dextromorphine. All of the unacceptable substances were negative, period. PMP Aware was reviewed. Data from PMP Aware shows that she last received this medication from Dr. J-A-S-A-X. And it appears that she consistently gets this medication from this doctor only, as we have seen 5 visits with the same prescriber, period. Last prescription for dextromorphine was 11/14/2022, which we should receive 90 pills, period. Today, she will receive only 30, and she will be given dextromorphine. She will take 1 pill daily for 30 days. She was strongly advised that we will not be refilling this medication here anymore. She needs to find another provider for management of her ADHD. Next Next medication, Zoloft, 50 milligrams. She would take 1 PO daily for 30 days. Number 30, next medication, Norethindrone, 1 PO daily for 30 days. She gets 2 refills of that one. Celebrex, 200 milligrams. She would take 1 PO BID for 30 days. Number 660, she was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. She says she fully understands that she will not be returning for a refill of dexamethasone. She must go somewhere else for that. End of implication.